Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. This is the second hour. If you missed the first hour, you can go to betterlawns.com and you can hear it replayed again. iHeartRadio, anywhere where you listen to podcasts, you will be able to hear all of the past shows and catch up on that way. And you can listen 24/7 if you'd like. So I think I've got a long, dirty word of the day today. So go ahead, listen. Thank you.
And now it's time for the dirty word of the day on Better Lawns and Gardens with Teresa Watkins.
And the dirty word of the day comes from an email that I received from my favorite online nursery, Plant Delights Nursery in Raleigh, North Carolina. They have Florida native plants. They have really great assortment of plants, and I love using them. That's plantdelights.com. And so the dirty word of the day is woody lily. Woody lily. Now, most gardeners know about it, the North American wood lily, which is native to North America. Common names are tiger lily, wood lily, prairie lily, wild lily, red lily, and western red lily. Their range spans from British Columbia in Canada all the way down the east of the Rocky Mountains, reaching as far south as Georgia, and I've even seen them in North Florida. But I'm not talking about wood lilies. I'm talking about woody lilies. Now, what is a woody lily? This is the group of plants lily-related with evergreen parts. They make bold garden accents and include species such as Daisy Lirion, Nolina, Yucca, Agave, and X-Mangaves. Tony Avent's Plant Delight Nursery in North Carolina showcases at his nursery how woody lilies are very effective and quite happy in perennial borders and as placeholders, specimen plants in a foundation planting. Additionally, woody lily plants can produce some of the largest stalks of flowers that you'll ever see. Agave flower spikes can rise 30 feet into the air, and while Daisy Lirion, Nolina, and Yucca plants aren't nearly as large, they are still quite floral and impressive. Native to the deserts of North America, Daisy Lirion are perennial and often long-lived plants, with age most form erect or reclining trunks that vary in height, sometimes reaching 12 feet, depending on the species. The leaf blades are long, linear, evergreen, and numerous, and are arranged into rosettes, remaining persistent even after dying, leading to a formation of a skirt around the plant. Some species have sharp or curved prickles along the leaf edge. Woody lilies are crucial to wildlife, providing food, water, protection, and roosting sites. They're an important natural resource for animals, birds, insects, and humans in the dry lands of the Americas. They offer protective cover for small animals, nesting sites for birds, and food for bats, birds, and insects. Additionally, many woody lilies provide shade for seedlings of other plants. The long sequence of blooms from different species of woody lilies provides year-round food for pollinators and wildlife. Growing in zones 5B to zone 11, most woody lilies prefer to be planted where they will have dry soil in the winter. Depending on genera, woody lilies can take full sun and part shade. Yucca plants are probably the most adaptable garden perennial of the woody lily group, since they are natively ranged much of the U.S. Agave plants are the most diverse. They range from dwarf plants to giants and are related to lilies in the same family, Asparagaceae. Agaves have now been crossed with Manfredas to produce a new genus of woody lilies, X-Mangave. When you're ready to buy woody lilies to try as perennials in your garden, which includes a wide selection of agave, Bascornaria, Daisy Lirion, Manfreda, Mangaves, Nolina, and Yucca plants. Because of the rarity of woody lilies, they're expensive to buy for your landscape, especially as if they're larger plants. So Plant Delights Nursery has a sale on right now that you can save 20 to 50% on woody lilies during their fall inventory and clearance sale. And their sale ends November 18th. But if you go online and look at their woody lilies section, you can see beautiful, gorgeous, one-of-a-kind succulents and cactuses that are in the woody lily family.
And the name of that place again?
PlantDelights.com. And so I was just blown away because I know about wood lilies. I mean, you know about them. They're beautiful. I love them. I call them tiger lilies.
Yes.
You see them growing. Ditch lilies is another name for them. So here I was thinking lily, and they are lilies in the lily family, but they are called woody lilies.
Never have heard it called that before. That is very good.
So we are taking your phone calls today, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 238-60. And we have Linda from Zone B. She says she uses the radar, local radar. She uses the Weather Channel, and she has a Weather Bug app. And she said all of them were wrong and didn't tell her that it was going to get into the 30s. And so what could she do? Well, she lives in a microclimate. She needs to know that. So anticipate it in the future. I know of no app or weather station that can predict it accurately. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I was talking about woody lilies, and I got distracted. I do need to make two corrections, so yes, I'm not perfect. So I appreciate
well,
that.
You need to make three corrections, because you said there were no beavers in Florida, so That was my first one.
That was my first one. And I did know that. It just slipped my mind. Barilla pasta, B-A-R-I-L-L-A, pasta. Has oven-ready lasagna.
Thank you, Tony.
Mm-hmm. I tell Tony, so this is one of my phrases, okay? Uh-huh. This is a Teresa-ism. I don't always have to be right.
Right.
But I never want to be wrong.
Oh.
See?
But see, you're willing to accept corrections.
Yes, I am willing.
You still got one more you got to correct.
I still got to go do it. So our text line, which I know.
You're welcome, Tony.
236-80-23680. So you can text us. What kind of full moon do you think November should be called here in Florida? We do have beavers in Florida, so a beaver moon is appropriate. But I think we need to have a whole line of full moons different from the rest of the country.
I agree.
I think so, because we're different from the rest of the country. Let's go to Donald in DeLand. Good morning, Donald. How can I help you?
Good morning. I'd like to know about grass. Can I plant this time of year? What's the best time to plant? What kind of grass is best? Any suggestions on that?
Right. So, Donald, you can lay sod any time of the year here in Florida. Okay, so sod you can be laying down, or you can plug St. Augustine, zoysia grass, centipede, Bermuda, bahia grass. You just can't put down seed anymore. So bahia grass needs to have at least 6 to 8 weeks of temperatures above 75, 80 degrees for the seed to germinate. And we're not going to get that. So bahia seeds are out. Okay, but you can lay sod anytime or plug any time of the year. So it's fine.
And so that's the best thing to do?
Right now, it's the best thing to do is if you need to get grass for an area, you need to plug it or sod it. And you can use St. Augustine, zoysia grass, depending on what kind of sunlight conditions you have, what kind of soil you have, and if you have an irrigation system or not.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir. Thank you for calling. If you have a gardening question, we would love to hear from you. 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. and we can talk about what you want to do. Now, what should you be doing in your yard right now? Okay, so this is a wonderful time of the year to work in your gardens. And if right now you want to remove all in your vegetable beds, you want to remove declining crops, your summer vegetables, and then plant the cool season vegetables that I mentioned earlier in my first hour. You can also plant herbs, and then you can also start seeds of broccoli, cauliflower, collards, onions. You can, if you have tomatoes and peppers, enjoy them for a little while, and you may want to baby them over the winter time. You can do that. You don't have to throw them away if they're producing, but the time to plant them, new plants, is over with. They won't take any freezes. Right now, you want to make sure you have mulch in your yard. 3 inches around your plants. Do not pull it up to the base of the trunk. You want to create a ring around your plants and trees, and add mulch. 3 inches is all you need to add. Then bananas and pineapples, they get their final feeding. You can just use a regular garden fertilizer, 666-888-101010. Follow the instructions. And then if you have citrus trees, the time for fertilizing is over. I will say, if you want to do it this week, get it done now. Feeding after this is not necessary. And then you want to sow papaya seeds in to overwinter in containers. So if you have fresh papayas and you want to use the seeds, dry them out, and you can put them in containers. Then no more fruit tree pruning until late January, February. I'll let you know then. And then you want to make sure that most of your shrub pruning is completed this month to allow new growth to mature and harden off. Your poinsettias, make sure they're not receiving any nighttime light. You want to keep the soil moist and feed monthly. What do I mean by feeling moist? You know, you want to make sure it's moist. Your ground should be around your poinsettias, cool, moist, or damp. And then you don't water it again until it dries out. Okay, you don't want to overwater. And poor Mike in Venice, they have not had a lot of rain this year, and it never made it over to that east or the west coast area. And so, Mike, that's the benefit, though, of being able to water 2 times a week during the summertime. Okay, and 1 week. 1 inch of water is all grass needs anywhere in the state. 1 inch of water a week. So that means during the summertime, if we get that 1 inch, which we normally do, then you don't need to turn your irrigation systems on. If we don't, you can water 1/2 inch at each time so that it equals 1 inch. But you know what? You can water 1 inch a week all year long and not have to move it up to twice a week. So if you have a big watering bill, wean your grass, your landscape off of high irrigation, starting now through the winter time, that once a week watering. And then when we bump it up, supposedly in the springtime, you won't have to do it. Just keep watering once a week, that 1 inch of water. Now, how do you know how much is 1 inch? Because if you're just turning it on for 30 minutes or an hour, you may not be putting enough down, or you may be putting too much down. So you want to get about 10 dog food, cat food, tuna fish cans, use them up first, and then mark it at 1 inch. Put them out in your zone and turn your irrigation system on and time how long it takes for those cans to fill up to 1 inch. That's how long you water for. Now, your system, your pressure may be different in other areas, and it may be different in the morning between 5 and 10 a.m., when everybody else's irrigation system is on. So do it at the time that you want to water so that you can see exactly what your pressure is at that time of day. All right? 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text 23680 and we can talk about what's going on in your yard. If you'd like to receive the newsletter, you can go to she-consulting.com, she-consulting.com. Sign up for it. It will be going out this week. what it has, and it's free, and it comes almost monthly all year round. But it gives you advice on what to do in your yard, what to design tips that I give for the landscape. Got good ones coming up this month.
Yeah, and also if some reason you didn't get it this last month, just go on and re-put in to get it.
Right.
What is it?
Resubscribe.
There you go. Thank you. Those
resubscribe.
Words. Big
yes.
words.
Or send me an email if you didn't get October's, and I will send it to you. And then also, too, you can go, you'll get landscape malpractice tips, you know, how to know when to fire your landscaper. And then Lizzie gives me always, she updates us on her turkeys and her garden. I love it. Farm here in Central Florida here, little farm. And then also, too.
And if you missed October's too, and you don't have time, but you have time to pull up our website, betterlawns.com, because I've started within the month scheduling what is on the newsletter to go come out on our betterlawns.com. But still, you need to subscribe, because there's some stuff I don't put up on there because I like to leave it special for those who subscribe.
That's it exactly. So 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text 23680. All right, so all of the tree, palms, and shrub feeding should be done by mid-November. And then also, too, if you would like to start a wildflower garden, this is the time of the year to plant your wildflower seeds. Okay, so what happens is we're going into our dry season, and wildflower seeds need it to be dry so that they can germinate correctly in the springtime. If they get, if you overwater them, or we get a lot of rain during the summertime and you plant them, they rot generally if they're not wetland wildflower.
So
plants.
Like when we're driving down the road, or mm-hmm. we see these fields of beautiful either purple or yellow, just random growing that are wildflowers. So this is the time that we will put our seeds out, so we in our own yards will have this.
Next year.
Oh, nice.
Okay, so yeah, because if you plant them.
It takes a while.
Yeah, because if you plant them, like I said, during the rainy season in April and May, when they're blooming, they're probably going to rot on you now, and they won't germinate. So we plant wildflowers in the fall.
Okay.
And so that is a great thing to do now, too, as well. Then also, too, your holiday flowers, your Christmas cactuses, your Thanksgiving cactuses, your calanchos, anything that you're growing for the wintertime, you want to make sure that you want to start watering them now. And you want to only water them when the soil is dry to the touch. You want to keep your poinsettias, though, moist. Again, once a week watering is fine. It doesn't need a lot of water. And also, too, make sure you're getting those frost blankets ready.
Yes, and go ahead and get your frost blankets now. Because they're scarce.
Especially if you're here new for Florida, we're going to be 80 degrees one day. And the next day, it's going to be 30 degrees. So you want to be prepared. And we don't water when there's a freeze.
Mm-hmm.
We water a couple of days beforehand if there's no rainfall. But cold fronts usually bring us rain, and we don't have to do that.
Now, can I tell you that Shrek almost ran me over in the box store last night? Okay.
No.
So we're driving, and I'm scanning their garden area. Scanning. And I go, I'm looking. Look, he goes, what are you looking for? I said, see if they got poinsettias out yet. Well, all the way in the back, I don't know how I saw this for at least an acre away, because that's how big their little nursery area is. I saw the poinsettias. I kicked that door open while he was driving through the parking lot, and I bailed out before, because they were going to close in a few minutes. We had like 5 minutes, and I'm hoofing it, and he's like, my God, woman. So I got my Thanksgiving cactuses,
yes.
And I got me some poinsettias. So,
excellent. Yeah. Excellent. That's wonderful. And the Thanksgiving cactuses, you can tell because they bloom earlier than the Christmas cactuses, but they look like forks. All the petals on the succulent plant look like forks, and that reminds you of Thanksgiving. If it's Saturday morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, I'm Teresa Watkins. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and we are having a wonderful time this morning. We're so glad you're joining us. We appreciate you listening to us and letting us know what your favorite beverage is. And also, too, we're asking everyone today, the November 5th moon coming up, full moon, is going to be the closest moon, or it's going to be the closest, the Earth is going to be closest to the sun since 2019, I think. And so it's called a super moon, and it's called the Beaver Moon. Well, we had a long discussion of it. You have to go back and listen to it. But is there another name? And so I just kind of wanted to hear from you. What names would you call the moons, the full moon in November for Florida? A Florida full moon. What kind of moon would you call it? And we've had some really great suggestions. And we do appreciate that. And you can text us 23680. Or you can give us a call, 1-888-455-2967. And we have Rob from Christmas. Good morning, Rob. How can we help you?
Good morning. Good morning. I've got a palmera that's about 12, 15 foot tall. Mm-hmm. And I'm worried about freezing. There's no way I'm going to be able to cover it. If we get close to a freeze, should I prune it back some and try to save some of the branches? And if so, how do you do that?
Okay.
Any other suggestions?
Right. So I would not cut anything off. It's going to drop its leaves and it's going to go dormant. Okay. I don't think you're going to lose it, but it will drop all its leaves and flowers if it has any on it. But if you wanted to, just in case that you do lose it, take a couple of the branches off and dry them off. Don't do anything to them, but just put them in your garage and let them sit, okay? And then that way, yeah, if you wanted to replant it again next year, you'll have those to start off with. And then in the springtime, you would just put them in the pot, and they will take off for you. And in about 2 months after that, 2 to 2.5 months, you'll have them rooted, and you can put them back in your yard. But do not do anything to your plumeria, okay? We do not want to cut it. We do not want to, you don't want to water it, extra water. You want it to be a little bit so on the dry side, because if we do get rain, that'll be plenty for it with a cold front coming through. But no, I wouldn't do anything to it. Don't worry about it.
But if it freezes, it's going to, the whole thing's going
to
die.
No, it's going to drop all its leaves and it'll go through some shock, but it should recover.
Okay, well, I lost it, I don't know, the last freeze 7-8 years ago.
Uh-huh.
It died. It totally died, but then a new one came up in its place.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It'll recover.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome. I don't think we're going to be getting that cold this early, so we do have a couple of months before we get really severe freezes, but it's the long freezes that are going to damage it, and we'll let you know that ahead of time, okay? But I would just, if it's 12 to 15 foot tall and you can take a couple of branches off of it and dry them off for next year, then you can go ahead and do that. That's what the nursery guys do.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir. Thank you for calling. We do appreciate it. What
that's
a perfect
good information.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Plumerias are wonderful plants. They're also called frangipanis, but they will drop their leaves, and they just look like little sticks, but then they produce such beautiful leaves and flowers in the springtime.
Nice.
So we got a garden question, and it said, why didn't my cannas bloom this season as it got full sun and water? So canna lilies, they failed to bloom for a number of different reasons. So I don't know which one applies to you, but it could be it got full sun, but did it get 6 to 8 hours of full sun? Because they really need that 6 to 8 hours. They really need 8 hours or more to really produce. It could be overcrowded. Is there only one of them, or are there multiple in an area? Because they do produce new side shoots, new pups that keep coming up. And is it overcrowded? That could be a reason. The drought in the springtime, okay, the drought in the springtime could have affected it, and it just didn't get enough rainfall or water to bloom again. It could be nutrition deficiencies. Are you fertilizing it? Okay, if you're fertilizing it, are you using a blooming fertilizer, or are you using just a regular 666-888-10-10-10? Those are just very simple fertilizers that will tell the plant it needs to grow leaves, it needs to grow roots, and it needs to flower. But usually plants, when it's just balanced like that, will take the easiest way, and they'll grow lots of roots, and they'll grow lots of leaves, but they won't flower. So if you want it to concentrate on flower, and you want to smack it up the side of the head and say, okay, flower, okay, this is what I want you to concentrate on, then you get a blooming fertilizer that has a middle number that's higher than the first number, nitrogen. You want it, the phosphorus in the middle to be higher than the nitrogen and potassium, which is the third number. So phosphorus tells the plant to bloom. It provides the nutrition it needs to bloom, all right? Now, the other thing is they may be planted too deep. And so check it out. You want to make sure when we're planting plants that we plant the root ball 1 to 1.5 inches above the ground. Now, it may look like it's out of the ground, but that's not a bad thing, because here in Florida, our sandy soils will make or will allow the plant to sink. And then when it sinks, it will be at the right height if it's planted above the ground, 1.5 to 1 inch to 2 inches. Okay, I'll give you a little bit of leeway there. And then it will sink. But if you plant it level with the ground, it's still going to sink, and it'll be 1.5 to 1 inch, 2 inches below the ground. And that's going to stress it out. It's not going to be able to breathe properly and may not bloom. So there's a number of different reasons why it didn't bloom. So I just need to know a little bit more. How often is it getting watering? How often are you fertilizing? One time a year may not be enough. Okay, so get your soil tested. See what kind of nutrition is in your soil and what you need to do to get it to bloom.
And they can also get their soil tested in D-Land.
Yes, exactly. They have a great extension office in Volusia County, and they can get a soil test. You can send it off at the extension office. The extension office, I think, will just test for pH. To send off the soil for analysis, they have to send it to the University of Florida. And so that will be a little costly, but it will be better than putting fertilizer down that you don't need. So it's a great use of, a great use of testing. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. We are taking your gardening phone calls today, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. I also, Lizzie, the Art and Bloom Garden Tours is doing very well. I'm very pleased.
Yes.
If you would like to go with me to beautiful gardens where we travel around nationally and internationally and visit exceptional gardens, we would love for you to go with us. That's Tony and me. And you can go to artandbloomgardentours.com. That's all one word, artandbloomgardentours.com. And we have some exceptional trips for next year. We are going to the Philadelphia Flower Show. We are going on a Revolutionary Garden Tour, the Newport Mansion, Newport Flower Show, Chelsea Flower Show in London.
Wow.
And yes, and the Newport Flower Show in Rhode Island, visiting all these mansions. And then the Buffalo Garden Walk we're going on.
Mm-hmm.
It's also to Canada. And then we're going to France in August. And in September, we're going to the Brandywine Valley. And then in October, we're doing a wonderful ethereal garden tour in New Orleans.
Yes, and that's for 2026, correct?
2026.
All right. Now, what's the website again so they can go and find out the costs and if there's waiting lists?
Right. There are waiting lists.
Okay.
But you can put your name on the list. Okay. So artandbloomgardentours.com. artandbloomgardentours.com. And nice. You can check it out there.
I'm so excited.
It's exciting, too. So I received a really great email, and it said, salutations from Buffalo, New York, which is a great city, and Melbourne Beach, Florida. Can you tell me about porcelain flowers? I found this pretty vine and stuck it in on the side of the palmetto palm. Another palmetto is completely covered with it. I would like it to send it to my daughter so she can grow it in Atlanta. And I was wondering the best way to do that. So I'm wondering if you've identified it correctly, because plants can have more than one common name. And a porcelain vine, okay, is a Hoya carnosa. Okay, now this is commonly known as a porcelain flower or wax plant. And it is from native to Eastern Asia and Australia. And they're known as porcelain flowers due to their ability to create beautiful, fragrant flowers with a waxy, porcelain appearance. So you can grow both Hoyas indoors and outdoors. And as a semi-succulent, this perennial is known for the fragrant flowers that are parachute-shaped. Indoors, it can grow 3 to 6 foot high with a trellis, and outdoors, it can grow 12 to 20 feet. You want to use well-draining soil and water only when it gets dry, because it's a little bit like a succulent. It needs a slightly acidic to neutral pH, 6.1 to 7.5. The temperatures it loves is 60 to 80 degrees and part shade. They're very slow to grow. Now, how do you propagate them for your daughter in Atlanta? Well, you cut off a portion of the vine. You want to grow about 6 to 8 inches. Take it out, strip the leaves off the bottom. You want to cut the bottom of it diagonally, okay, so that it will root easier. And then you just wait about 2 months, and it's going to start to give you roots, and you can eventually take it up and repot it and then take it up to your daughter in Atlanta. So it would be fine to grow. I'm hoping I correctly identified it. I did not see a picture. Okay, so porcelain flowers. And I can't find any other plant that is called a porcelain flower. So Hoya carnosa.
Right. And then I was kind of looking on here, and it also said wax plant in parentheses, yes, also.
That's
so
another
it's got
common
lot,
name. A lot of common names. The longer a plant's been around, the more common names it has.
Okay.
So like what we call impatiens here in Florida.
Yes.
In England, they call busy lizzies.
I like the busy lizzies. We need to literally trash
we
the
need the
other
impatience.
Name.
Yeah, you like busy lizzies. I thought that was very appropriate for you.
Yeah,
busy lizzies.
But how do they spell? They spell the Y or an IE? Because if it's a Y, we'll just stick with the
no L I Z Z I E.
Okay, let's go with it.
Yeah, we'll change the name. Okay, I'll contact them right now. 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680 if you're in the garden area. Again, we are taking your names, your suggestions for the full moon of November. We've had some really great ones. We've had otter. We've had turkey. We've had
sandhill
cranes.
Yes.
And also gratitude.
Grapefruit.
Grapefruit is, I'm going
really
with that
good.
Right. I'm going with that one right now. And then also to turkey moon. Turkey moon's good too. We are taking your suggestions. And we're going to do all new full moons for Florida.
There you go.
123680 if you'd like to send in your suggestions for it. This is November calendar. The average temperatures this time, we are colder than normal for this time of the year. We had the coldest Halloween since 1993. And it's just going to be cooler. And then it's going to warm up again. That's Florida. We're very bipolar here. Temperatures average high 79 usually, and lows in the 50s, low 50s. Okay, but if you're up in Tallahassee, like this morning in Linda, you're going to see 32 degree temperatures. This is totally so wrong for this time of the year, but we look forward to it, right, Lizzie? Because it's been so warm this year.
Yeah, I mean, people don't even understand how much work every day it takes to raise turkeys. And I'm loving this weather because I can actually get out. Now, I'm very angry about the fall back. So don't forget, it's fall. You fall back an hour. Okay.
You spring ahead.
You spring ahead for the springtime. Okay.
Yes.
So fall back an hour. But I'm one of those. I like the daylight savings time because now we're going to lose another hour in the evening.
Yes.
And
it's going to get darker.
5:30. It's going to start getting dark. I got so much I need to do.
Yes, I know.
It's crazy.
But it's so much better than 3 o'clock up north. When it starts getting dark at 3 o'clock, you know, up north. Yeah, you know.
True.
So we love our Florida weather here. So what kind of bulbs can you be planting right now? Lots of them. You can plant African irises and amaryllis, anemones, bulbine, crinums, daylilies, and rain lilies. Rain lilies are the best. They got really great rain lilies on plantdelights.com nursery. Really beautiful ones. We have a native one called an Adamasco lily, and it is white and it's beautiful. But you can get them in white, pink, and yellow, and orange, all different colors. Society garlic, you can plant spider lilies, and you want to refrigerate narcissus, Dutch irises, tulips, daffodils, hyacinths, and other bulbs that need a cold treatment before flowering. Just put them in your refrigerator in a paper bag. Don't have apples and other types of pears, any type of pome fruits in the oven because they produce an ethylene gas that will kill your bulbs.
So they have a party.
That's it. So you don't want to do that. So all different kinds of flowers this time of the year. This is the time of the year that if you're used to growing annuals and perennials up north, if you're here in Florida, you can plant here in the wintertime what you plant in the springtime. So right now we're looking forward to stock and also pansies. Hollyhocks. Hollyhocks,
yes.
Foxgloves, all of those winter spring blooms. For up north, you can plant here in the wintertime. And then you want to make sure that you're not planting plants that are going to get hit by a frost. And again, we need to be very careful of that. We don't get a lot of rain this month as we're going out of the hurricane season.
Lies, you said that last week.
I know. So sorry. But, you know, that thing, we just had a series of training thunderstorms. If you don't know what a training thunderstorm is, you have to listen to the first hour.
Yes.
And do
go
that.
Go to betterlawns.com and you can catch it there.
You can. It's sign up for our newsletters. Go onto our Facebook page. We have a great Facebook page where we post photos. And we can take your questions and answers there as well. We'd love to hear from you. You can go to the Art and Bloom Facebook page and like that one and stay in touch. We'd love for you to travel with us. And then also to my Facebook page is Teresa Watkins FL. You can follow me there.
Yes.
And
yes.
I talk about my adventures and stuff like that on there. It's a little bit more personal.
Yeah. Same with Lizzie said.
Lizzie said what?
You can find me on all social medias, and that's with an I and an E. Lizzie said what? And just follow me. I usually follow people back.
And I will tell you, you do the funniest reels. I love when you find stuff in the stores and you just...
Girl.
You vent. I love it. I love it.
I'm going to have to answer to Jesus on a few of those. But you know, hey.
We'd like to thank all of our sponsors. Summit Responsible Solution Studios, Quality Green Specialist Nursery, Peterson's Nursery. Black Cow is what you want to put down for manure. And we love all of our sponsors, so we appreciate them. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Don't forget to put it on your calendar. Peterson's Nursery next Saturday the 8th, dealing with cold temperatures. If you missed any of our show or want to go back and listen to anything that you feel like you need to catch up on, go to betterlawns.com. That's betterlawns.com.